Can you talk a little bit about your study? It's looking at not just Bev and erlotinib, but also that combined with chemo and radiation therapy.
Yeah, so we have, realizing that both bevacizumab and erlotinib were important drugs in stage 4 disease, we thought that there was a rationale for combining both of them with chemo radiotherapy. Both of them in preclinical data have been radiation sensitizers. And so we designed a trial in which we maintained the induction and concurrent aspect of it using carboplatin and Taxol for both the induction and concurrent in 74 gray of radiation. What we did was add bevacizumab to the induction treatment, as well as giving bevacizumab every 2 weeks during chemo radiotherapy. Once we established in the first cohort that we could do that safely, we added in the erlotinib in a sequenced fashion during radiotherapy. And that's gone actually pretty well also thus far. We haven't had excessive toxicity. We have certainly seen our share of esophagitis, except for one patient. We've not seen any grade 4 or 5 hemorrhages. We've had a single case of grade 3 hemorrhage that was successfully managed and the patient completed all of their treatment. So our initial experience is that you can combine these safely with aggressive chemo radiotherapy. The jury's not quite out on that. We've got kind of the phase 2 portion to complete in this to look at safety and efficacy.
How many people have been through it so far?
16.
And no obvious problems in terms of side effects, toxicity?
The only comment that I will make is that I think that one has to be careful about the radiation parameters. We have a excellent group of radiation oncologists. We limit the volume of lung that gets over 20 gray, the so-called V20. We pay particular attention to how much esophagus is in the field. We have seen our share of esophagitis. We have not seen any fistula problems. You know, the small cell experience has been plagued with the development of TE fistulas and bleeding. We've not had that experience thus far. And so far, so good. Certainly, I do not think that combining bevacizumab with chemo radiotherapy is ready for prime time yet. I think we have to kind of sort out the safety issues first. The Southwest Oncology Group has a very important trial, I think, incorporating bevacizumab onto the, for better or for worse, the SWOG 9504 platform. But again, I think there needs to be multiple efforts. Since there's not consensus in stage 3 about what the best strategy is, there need to be multiple efforts to incorporate these drugs into the chemo radiotherapy platform.